Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the Movies, for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Do witches have green skin, pointy hats, and eat babies? Or were they outspoken, innocent women burned at the stake for their beliefs? Do they only exist in fairy tales and history books? Well, according to a new film, witches are alive and well and living in Toronto. Coven is a fascinating and eye-opening documentary that follows the everyday lives of three creative witches, a singer-songwriter, a multidisciplinary artist, and an art director, both in Toronto and as they explore their spiritual roots in Scotland, Romania, the U.S., and the Caribbean, both now and deep, deep in history. It's written and directed by the noted writer and documentarian Rama Rao, famous for her work both on TV and on the big screen. I last spoke to her on this show in 2015 about the League of Exotic Dancers. Coven subjects include Laura Hochstad, a queer Toronto-based art director and tarot card reader, who is also the host of the YouTube series on Room Morgue TV called Terror Tarot. Coven is having its world premiere at the Hot Docs 30th Anniversary Documentary Film Festival on Friday, April 28th at the Tiff Bell Lightbox. Write this down. And I'm very pleased to have Rama Rao and Laura Hochstad here to tell us more about Coven. Hi, Rama.
Hi. Nice to be here.
Hi, Laura.
Hello.
Thanks so much for coming in. Rama, what is a witch?
To me, a witch is a person who has powers beyond what the everyday circumstances think allow you to think you have.
And most of your docs and features, including Coven, are about women's lives. How do witches, how they're treated and the roles they play, fit within your larger vision of women in the world?
That's such a great question. Thank you for asking that. For me, women are powerful. And I think women have been labeled as witches just to diminish that power and put them in a corner. And for me, that's why it was very important to make this film that would amuse, entertain, but also bring back the power where it rightfully belongs to women who are strong.
Rama, did you ever think about witches when you were growing up?
Absolutely, because I was growing up in India and the supernatural is all around us. I was taken to a shamanistic ritual when I was 6 years old. The women of our family were always told we had female guardian spirits guarding us. So for us, growing up in India, the supernatural was everywhere and magic was everywhere. We just had to look for it.
The film reveals that you have an inherent connection with witchery. But when did you first think of yourself as a witch?
Well, I don't know if I had classified myself as that when I was younger, but I certainly was doing these certain practices and I didn't know what to label them as. Like, ever since I can remember being like a young kid, I would like go into the woods and I would be gathering sticks and stones and, you know, getting herbs and getting flowers and things like that. So these kind of like inherent practices, and it wasn't until I got a bit older that I started doing research into witchcraft. And I was like, okay, so this has kind of been something that I've been doing without even knowing it.
Now, I asked Rama, but what do you think a witch is? Are witches magic?
You know, I think that the term witch is a very large term, and I think it can encompass a lot of things, a lot of practices and beliefs. But I truly believe that if somebody feels like they are a witch, then they are. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there shouldn't be this kind of gatekeepiness around it. I think that if you feel connected to a practice or you just do something mindfully for yourself, you know, and it becomes a ritual in some way that makes you feel powerful, then I think that's witchcraft in itself.
Is it a religion or a lifestyle or a profession, or
I think it can really be all three of those things. I mean, not to be like, intentionally vague here, but I think it really is a personal practice, a personal belief. And, what I feel my practice is might be very different from someone else's, but that doesn't mean that one is more witchy than the next. You know what I mean? I really think that there are certain people who follow very strict, almost like a religion, and that's how they practice witchcraft and feel good about it. But then, I mean, for myself, I kind of always did it more in a solitary way and just for myself. So I think that there's value in both of those, and certainly a lot to learn about both of those.
And I think going forward with what Laura just said, I think that's the point of something like modern witchcraft, right? I think the whole thing is rebelling against institutionalized religion or institutionalized thinking. And that is, for me, the point. And for the people practicing, too, I think the point is to do what you think you want to do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I just wanted to add that.
No. And that's interesting, because I want to know, because in one part of the film, you show a Wicca ceremony of sort of an induction to, is it Wicca or something like that? And
yes.
And to me, it seemed very much like an organized religion, and in many ways, sort of a mirror image of Christianity about Lucifer, Beelzebub, or things like that. Is that witchcraft? Is that Wicca? Like, could you talk about this distinction?
Yeah, I mean, for myself and my experience with it, it definitely did feel very structured, like you said, kind of like a very much an organized religion, but with different deities, different ritual practices. But when I kind of got down to it, from my understanding, it did feel very structured and organized in that way. And that certainly speaks to some people. And I definitely found it very interesting experience, but I don't know if leaving that, I felt as connected to that style of practice as others that I've explored.
And you describe yourself, Laura, as both queer and as a witch. What does queerness have to do with witchery and vice versa?
Okay. That is a huge question that I think for myself, I'm still trying to unpack, because very much my experience as a closeted queer kid, it was almost like I was also kind of like closeted from my practicing of witchcraft. So they're in my upbringing, they're so connected and so intertwined. So I really feel like when I started to kind of come out to myself and my family as gay, it was also when I was kind of coming out as a witch. And so they're very much fused in my experience.
This is Daniel Garber, the movies on CIUT 89.5 FM. And I'm speaking with filmmaker Rama Rao and witch Laura Hochstad about a new documentary called Coven. Now, Rama, when making a documentary, it's usually very different at the end than before you start. And in this movie, you concentrate on three main subjects. But I'm curious, before the film was finished, did you meet many other witches that you decided, before you decided to concentrate on these three?
Absolutely, yes. That is how we make documentaries. We have this thesis, this kind of premise in mind, but we do go out and research. I read up a lot on what I want to do, where I want to go. I even thought I may go into American politics a bit, interview. I don't know. I didn't know where I was going to go, because I was going to say Trump, he says, witch hunt, should I try that? It was just, it's always that way, right? Like, you think you want to make a film, but then I think it refines itself as you get really strong characters. And Laura was there. And then I knew I wanted a person of color. I wanted to explore with a woman of color how they felt. So for me, like I said, it's discovering these characters. And then after that, you just know instinctively to just follow them, And then the story starts unraveling. So that's the beauty and the terror of making a documentary, because you have no idea where it's going to end. It could go nowhere, and yet it could go to brilliant places, which is what I think this film did. I had no idea where it was taking me, but it just dragged me along, and all I could do, and all, that's why I always say I'm just a witness to these stories, you know? I'm just hoping it'll all, and I go with just my instinct. I've got nothing else to guide me, but that's how the ending came. I had no idea what was going to happen, but I kind of knew by just talking to the people, you know, the women, and doing a bit of research where I wanted it to go, but honestly, it came out much better than I could dare hope. So
no, it's a fascinating story. Laura, this film takes you on a journey to Scotland to find out about your origins and your history, and you discover something shocking. Can you tell us what happened when you went to Scotland?
It was a very surreal experience. I hadn't looked too far into my own heritage or my own past. So meeting with my aunt and learning that side of our heritage was very interesting. And then when we got there, just the amount of revelations that kind of came from that trip was very overwhelming. And it was very emotional.
And when you went to Scotland, you discovered that one of your relatives, your stepstep, or your great, 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 great uncle or aunt, aunt, was
aunt,
a witch
in
Scotland. And then you discovered something that happened to her.
I discovered that one of my ancestors was persecuted during the witch trials. At that time, and just it was very strange because I had always felt this connection to witchcraft and to, you know, Salem as well as Scotland, and then to find out that we can actually trace it back and that person was somehow related to me, it was so shocking. I didn't even realize it.
And later, as you mentioned, it took you to Salem Village, the notorious witch hunt. I mean, it is an actual witch hunt in Massachusetts. And you have a connection there as well.
Yeah. So like when we were looking into it, it's like, okay, so here is somebody on my family side in Scotland that was literally persecuted as a witch and killed. And then to go on the other side and find out that somebody there was as well, it was just like, I think there's a part that I get very almost angry and emotional because I'm just thinking of how many women and people in history have been persecuted for this, and just like the amount of death that has surrounded it just because somebody has accused you of something. And I think that was really like, it just really hit home in that sense.
Rama, any comments on that or?
No, it was shocking. And yet it was almost bizarre. It was almost like watching this whole thing happen. And like I said, all I did was stay out of the way of the story, you know? And I'm very grateful, really, that I was there to film it, to record it, and that Laura was so open-minded about that. I'm really humbled by the amazingly unique story it became.
And I'm just curious, finally speaking, Laura, as a tarot card reader, did you ever read Rama's tarots?
Did we?
I don't think we did. We didn't have time for it. However, yeah. I must say, this whole experience made me buy my own tarot pack, and I have it right here. And yes, every morning I will draw a card for myself and see how my day is. Or if I have a big question, I will read a. It's converted me. So
fascinating, just like the movie.
Yeah.
Thank you guys both, Laura and Rama. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having us on the show.
I've been talking with filmmaker Rama Rao and Toronto witch Laura Hochstead about their intriguing new documentary, Coven, having its world premiere at Hot Docs on Friday, April 28th. Don't miss this one. It's a really good movie. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies Eat, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.